I am Roberta Schultz. In one of Kurt Vonnegut's many books, he discusses a fascinating concept that I remember as the karma team. Of course, it is a concept he totally made up that is both funny and profound, based on his many deep experiences walking our planet. I tend to believe that this team actually exists for those who pay attention. These are the people you always run into at crucial points in your life, and when they arrive, you don't even realize that you are approaching a crucial point, or even that the person is a team member sent to help us through this thing, whatever it is. Team members coincidentally walk into Elk Creek Winery with their soon-to-be husbands. As you and your sisters are leaving your baby sister's birthday party, they guide Georgella Lyon toward the gazebo stage for her performance at the Appalachian Festival. Right across your path, when you have lost your car keys somewhere in the grass and are searching, they invite your trio to sing at an event in the East End where women writers read back the lyrics to your song about a red bird, like those words are sacred. Karma team members are sent to help you walk your path, according to Vonnegut, and when you bump into them enough, you finally recognize their importance. So, in complete disclosure, I must tell you that Pauletta Hansel, who was also Cincinnati's first poet laureate, is also on my karma team. We recognized this sometime during the last decade and a half, when she responded to one of my raison d'etre blog posts with an email. Since then, we have remained mum about our cosmic duty, as there are few rules governing these teams, outside of being present, paying attention, and perhaps occasionally nudging other team members to do something creative or challenging. As it turns out, Pauletta, who teaches many ongoing poetry and memoir classes and workshops in our area, and leads online manuscript classes through Hyndman Settlement School's Makery, challenged me to take up writing poetry again. And so it goes. But today it's my joy and privilege to tell you about her latest poetry collection, Coal Town Photograph, published in 2019 by Dos Madres Press. Hansel's previous book, Palindrome, garnered a 2017 Weatherford Award for Best Appalachian Poetry Collection, even as she served her term as Cincinnati Poet Laureate from 2016 to 2018. She also acted as managing editor for Pine Mountain Sand and Gravel, the literary publication of the Southern Appalachian Writers Cooperative. Add to that her board position for Dos Madres Press, her volunteer efforts for Urban Appalachian Community Coalition, and her leadership for many, many workshops and retreats. And you just have to wonder how in the world she found time for a new book in 2019. Her karma team members know that while Pauletta Hansel facilitates the draft-to-craft process for her writing groups, she is always sharply engaged in shaping her own words to sing true. Teaching has always meant doing and leading by example for this poet. The cover of Coal Town Photograph is an actual photo of downtown Hyndman, Kentucky, where the mountains rise high over the buildings. In these poems, Hansel remembers what her early years were like in such a small town in eastern Kentucky. The reader smells, tastes, sees, and feels the river, sometimes sewer. We ride bikes to the end of town, explore the abandoned store windows, and rejoice at touring the larger world through the books in the library basement. But while Hansel's most recent collections navigate the cruel and often lonely waters of caregiving for a beloved parent with dementia, this book examines the mark of place on a writer's psyche. Poems in Part 1, like The River, Visit to Cutchin Creek, and The Town, all set the scene for revisiting a home place that leaves indelible marks, while the poems of Part 2 focus on a girl's coming of age. Probably my favorite from Part 2 is the rhythmic stay-or-go poem, Small Town Girl Rap, which poses the refrain, what's a girl to do but head up toward the city lights? For many urban Appalachians, this has remained an existential and economic question, a question that haunts both those who leave and those who stay with, wondering, what if? Part 3 of Coal Town Photograph offers poems about now versus then. It begins with the title poem, an I Am From poem that iconic form spread around the world by Kentucky's Georgella Lyon, and extends to memory poems about life after leaving one's home place. These lines not only directly address the poet's conflicted feelings about leaving, but also illuminate a major issue for urban Appalachians in general. I am from a place divided from itself, back stoop from storefront window, lit to hide the shadow of the mountain. I am from the crack in the framed picture. Which side are you on, the gone or the left behind? Part 4 confronts that question with a pilgrimage back, but also serves as elegy for all things that cannot be changed. It begins with the poem The Road, in which the poet recognizes beauty and dignity in every flower garden she passes along the road to her hometown. Elegy is a kind of list poem that releases loss through memory of once precious objects. It is here that the poet gives us a bit of an Ars Poetica, a poem about why we write them. Mostly it is up to us to speak of absent things, to bring to our neglected pages the smell of lavender, remembered in the pillow where my mother's head once lay. Part 4 closes with a powerful poem entitled The Claiming, which sums up what this visit back accomplishes for the poet and her relationship to her early home. These lines from midway through the poem offer a kind of reckoning. And something in me settles, like dust into the place where what was held is gone. You can enjoy a Reader's Theater production of selections from Pauletta Hansel's Coal Town Photograph at Campbell County Library's Signature Series on January 17th at 7 p.m. Falcon Theater's Falcon Takes Flight troupe will lend their voices to the poems, while the folk trio Raison d'Etre will offer songs suggested by the themes and lines of the poems. Two of the songs are written by Thomas More University's Dr. Sherry Cook Stanforth, founder of the Creative Writing Vision Program at Thomas More. Please check for links to Coal Town Photograph by Pauletta Hansel and the Campbell County Library's Signature Series at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. Tickets are free, but must be reserved through the Newport Library. The poet herself will be available after the performance in Newport to answer questions about her work and to sign books. Consider this book review an official nudge from your Karma team member on duty, Roberta Schultz.